When I say perfection is normal, I mean that a zero bit always gets received as a zero bit, and a one bit always gets received as a one bit. And if there's any chance that it won't, because of noisy communication or sort of flaws in the magnetic media that your iPod disk is made out of or whatever it is, there are redundancies built in that make the likelihood of errors extremely, extremely low. And the consequence of that is that perfect copies are possible for the first time in human history. Okay? You know, monks in their scriptoria, when they used to copy even the most sacred texts that people had ever written, would make mistakes and sometimes embellishments. And so it was, even with photocopying, you did a photocopy of a photocopy of a photocopy, the quality degraded. And it's only now for the first time that perfect copies are impossible. And that's why you are the first generation of people that as teenagers ever heard the word copyright or were likely to be prosecuted under federal law for copyright violations. It never happened before. I used to copy music when I was a kid, but I copied it on reel-to-reel tape using analog technology, and no one would want to buy my copies or even listen to them because the quality degraded so rapidly. So it's a result of the fact that the normal, everyday digital copy is not only a perfect copy, it's actually indistinguishable from the original, that has led to efforts in the recording and movie industry largely to control the technology that makes those copies possible and to prosecute those who try to get around those controls. So that's a whole story about copyright.